I'm Dan Damon, in for John Hockenberry this week. Well, he was outspent, he was from out of state, but Senator Rick Santorum came out on top in two Southern primaries.
But you knew, shared your values, and was going to go out and work for you to make sure that this country was free and safe and prosperous based on believing in free people and free markets, a free economy, and of course, the integrity of the family and the centrality of faith in our lives.
And that was the message that last night brought Rick Santorum a huge victory. He won both GOP primaries in the South yesterday, taking 35% in Alabama, 33% in Mississippi. Governor Romney came in with around a third of the votes. That means that on the face of it, two-thirds of Republicans who went to the primaries rejected him. So what Senator Santorum wants now is for Newt Gingrich, the other candidate who excites conservatives, to get out of the way.
The time is now for conservatives to pull together. The time is now to make sure that we have the best chance to win this election. And the best chance to win this election is to nominate a conservative to go up against Barack Obama, who can take him on every issue.
Well, even if that happens, even if Gingrich pulls out, it could. How does the delegate count work for Santorum going forward? The next primaries are not exactly in his home territory. Well, joining us to break down the numbers, where Santorum and Romney will need which votes and where to get the nomination in Tampa, Florida. We're joined by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, and also Kate Kensky joins us, Professor of Communication at the University of Arizona, co-author of The Obama Victory, How Media, Money and Message Shaped the 2008 Election. And both of you, thanks for joining us on The Takeaway. Big victory dance, of course, from Rick Santorum yesterday, though the delegate count, really, it doesn't look great going forward, does it, Todd?
Well, Dan, here's one thing to remember in Mitt Romney's defense. He did have big defeats in Mississippi and Alabama, but look at the total delegate take from last night. Don't forget there were primaries in Hawaii and American Samoa. Mitt Romney takes 37 delegates last night, Rick Santorum 34. And Newt Gingrich 24, Ron Paul 1. So there is no way to spin that Mississippi and Alabama were bad news for Mitt Romney. But look at the other side of it. He got the most delegates last night out of any of the candidates. He marches on and he marches on in the strongest position of anyone who's still in the race. Is it as strong as they would have wanted? Of course not. Are we going to have this conversation yet again about Mitt Romney being unable to sew up very conservative voters or being unable to win in the South? Of course we are, unfortunately for Mitt Romney. And really, the next big contest is on to Illinois, which I'm sure we'll talk about. Rick Santorum showing his characteristic strength among very conservative voters and evangelicals, and was so strong in these two states because it will come as no surprise to people who watch elections that Mississippi and Alabama are two of the most conservative, most evangelical states we've got in this country. And very weak showings for Newt Gingrich, and of course the calls from Rick Santorum to get out. But that has some interesting dynamics for both sides, whether Newt Gingrich stays or goes as we head towards Missouri and Illinois, Dan.
Kate, is it about the numbers? Is it about losing for Mitt Romney?
Well, I would say that the one thing about losing is that a lot of the news coverage that we're seeing coming out of it is describing it as such. And it gives the impression that he's really lost more than he actually has in terms of the delegate counts. And so to the extent that people don't understand that these were proportional primaries, Santorum should get a little boost just off the headlines that we're seeing in newspapers today. But ultimately, I think when people see the final delegate counts, Mitt Romney should still continue to be in good shape.
That's Kate Kensky, Professor of Communication at the University of Arizona. We're talking to Todd Zwillick as well, the Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, what about Newt? He says he's not going. Can he still shift the delegate count? Here's what he's saying.
What will become a challenge is we'll now have 3 or 4 days of the news media, and they'll all say, why doesn't Gingrich quit? These are the same people, by the way, who said last June that I was dead. You know, they recycle this every 6 weeks. And the biggest challenge will be raising money because we came in second.
Interesting that neither Santorum or Romney came out and said yet again that Gingrich should stand down, but we know that's what they want. Are there discussions going on behind the scenes? What could Santorum, for example, offer Newt Gingrich?
One of the things that we've learned from campaigns is that voters tend, especially party faithful voters, Dan, tend to find it distasteful when candidates call on other candidates to get out of the race, unless they're hardcore supporters. People like to have the choice. People like to participate in democracy, so they don't like it when other people tell other people to get out. Look, Newt Gingrich staying in the race, and he has stubbornly said he will do so. I say stubbornly because he has managed to not win in states where his campaign said he must win. There is no doubt that earlier in the week, his campaign called Mississippi and Alabama must-win states. They didn't win, so now it's time to spin going forward. Look, this cuts Newt Gingrich staying in the race cuts two ways. We've already talked about in detail that really Newt Gingrich staying in many ways is protecting Mitt Romney, because if it's just a two-man race, Romney with the moderates and sort of the party establishment electability voters versus Santorum, who gets a big chunk of the conservatives, that right now he's splitting with Newt Gingrich, then it's much better for Santorum and bad for Mitt Romney. There's another way to look at it when you look at the delegate map. Remember, the magic number is 1,114. With Newt Gingrich staying in the race, he's gobbling up delegates along with everybody else. Not as many as Mitt Romney and not as many as Rick Santorum right now, but there's another way to look at it. If Newt Gingrich stays in going forward, does he eat up enough delegates that it makes it hard for Romney to even get to 1,114 before Tampa and the conventions at the end of the summer? I don't think those questions are settled yet. They're just not settled, and nobody knows the answer, which is better and which is worse for Romney right now.
And Kate Kensky, what do you guess is going on behind the scenes? Is there something? You can't see Romney taking any of these candidates into his eventual platform if he ends up as the candidate in November. But you can see Santorum and Gingrich doing some kind of deal, can't you?
It's quite possible. I would say that one thing that sort of helps the process the longer that Gingrich stays in the race and keeps it competitive is, although there's like I said, a common belief that long primaries hurt candidates, on the flip side, what they're doing by having these long drawn out races are keeping the GOP candidates at the top of the news agenda. And that's something that certainly, I think, ultimately helped Obama in 2008, when people were telling Clinton she should get out, it was going to, you know, hurt his candidacy. Ultimately, it made him sharper rhetorically when it came to debating, and it made more people aware of who he was as a candidate. And
well,
the
indeed.
Same possible advantage could happen with the GOP candidates.
Well, that's what the GOP hoped for, didn't they? I'm not sure they expected it to be quite so bloody, but that is the way it's certainly going on. Thanks, Kate Kensky, Professor of Communication at the University of Arizona, and the Takeaway Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Of course, we want your take on this, too.